I did very well in the Army for 4.5 years. I was promoted, was actually put in charge of men who were senior ranked than myself, but I'd be put in charge of them, which is very unusual. I then, when I got out of the service, I became a special agent with the Department of Defense and several different agencies where I did interviews to help determine whether or not a person was trustworthy and whether or not they had excellent character. But in terms of walking into a room and just picking up very subtle things about a person, I can do it very quickly. So an eye contact. Can the person maintain eye contact? Doesn't mean anything, but can he look at me? And that's for women and for men. I can also look for their body language. If they just uncrossed their legs, and if so, why? And so I'm looking for little things like that. If they're listening to music, are they really listening to the music? When they're talking to me, are they looking at me? Are they just, you know, making, hey, so I'm looking for all those little clues like that. Well, we've got a very diverse group, which is exciting for me. You've got people who are young and beautiful. Good on the eyes when you're in an environment like we're about to go into. We've got, you know, athletic types. I mean, you know, from a senior citizen who's in incredible body shape. You've got guys who play basketball. You've got guys who can swim. You've got guys who look like models. And then you've got some women who, frankly, I feel are really going to be my competition. They've got game. You know, on the basketball court, we say she's got game or he's got game. There's a group like that there. I see some raw intelligence. You know, people who are very capable in the woods who, if you're not careful, you may not think that they're who they are. So I have a terrific smile. And when I really let it pop, you know, you look at that smile, it disarms you. And it kind of lets people relax around me. And that's what I do day in and day out as a professional CEO. And I also do that when I was an investigator. I'd ask what I call the serious question or the smile. But I believe from the cursory dynamics that I've seen upstairs there, where I've been, you know, seeing them, not being able to speak to them, I think you're looking at the winner.